This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, August 14th. Well, the cattle market sees a big leverage shift from feedlots to packers. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Shelley.
Let's wander over to see what happened to feeder cattle. We've got some big traders out there, speculators, thinking that, hey, maybe this, the protein side of the equation might do better. Well, it hasn't, right? We had a big fire. We've all heard about that. That's old news now, but it's going to be closed indefinitely. We've got a lot of guys on the wrong side of the boat here. Like I've been talking about in corn, you can see how violent these moves are because it means that a lot of folks had something on the wrong way. Now, to give you a good visual about how we're going to have to deal with this, it's just kind of like a bowling ball going through a snake. It's slowly but surely going to work its way through the system. One part of it's going to be bigger than everything else. We'll have to deal with that. That's going to be an operational logistics thing. It will definitely be in our rearview mirror. And we're only talking, say, about 6% of the beef.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday, up a quarter point at 472 and three quarters. September corn was down 19 and a quarter at 365 and three quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 13, ranging from 555 to 575. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Price of August were down 8 3/4, ranging from 508.5 to 513.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 6, ranging from 578.25 to 583.25. Live cattle for August was down $4.50 at $100.55. August feeder cattle was down 667.5 at 127.97.5. And August Class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1750.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.